And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul on us and cried, saying,
These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation.
And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit,
I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.
And he came out the same hour.
Okay, hi, this is Sister Mona. I pray that anybody who's listening to this is doing well. We're going to be talking today about detecting false prophecy and false dreams. That scripture that I just played is from Acts chapter 16. And basically what happens is, you know, they're spreading the gospel, the apostle Paul, the apostles are going out, spreading the gospel, and this woman possessed with the spirit of divination is following them around, you know. Well, you heard what it says, you know, saying these things to the apostle Paul. It's really important that we have spiritual wisdom, okay, because a lot of times, I guess, maybe it's since we don't see a lot of signs and wonders and miracles these days, it's very easy to get duped and tricked, okay? This is the thing, okay? The Lord has, you know, ultimate power, okay? And provides signs and wonders and miracles, but he also gave a measure of power to angels, okay? One of the main angel in the kingdom of darkness, the ancient cherubim, Satan, Lucifer, who fell, okay? So they had power, and when they fell from heaven, they kept that power, okay? A certain measure, I don't know how much, but they had power, okay? And the book of Revelation warns us that towards the end, that this false prophet that steps on the scene will be performing great signs and wonders. And it says in Matthew 24, I believe, that even, if possible, even the very elect would be deceived, okay? Jesus talks about false Christs being everywhere, okay? So basically, towards the approach of the return of Jesus Christ, it's going to get really, really, really tricky. Really, really, really confusing, really, really, really deceptive, okay, which is going to require us to really listen and discern the spirits and walk according to the Holy Spirit. It's really important because the Holy Spirit is smarter and he can unravel all these lies and you know, he gives us like infrared vision where we can see straight through snares and traps, okay? But the key is that we have to use our free will to pursue him, our free will to ask him, our free will to go after the Holy Spirit, because if we're walking in the flesh and not paying attention to what's going on, we'll get tricked, okay? This is just flat out truth. These creatures, these fallen angels and demonic forces, the enemy kingdom, they're ancient. These things are old. I don't even know how old they are, okay? And they are way smarter than us, okay? They will whoop our tail if we're not walking in the Spirit. I'm telling you, they're way smarter than us, okay? But the Holy Spirit whoops their tail every time, okay? So they're no match for the Holy Ghost, okay? The Holy Ghost will just reveal them and they're just like nothing. You know, they're like little gnats, okay? No problem. But we gotta listen to the Holy Spirit. And so right now, what we have here in the United States, the condition of our, you know, countries, the land is infested with lying spirits, okay? False prophecy, false dreams, confusion, divination, all these types of things, okay? We have to walk according to the Spirit and discern the spirits in order to see these things, okay? But they're all over the place. They're everywhere. So what we really need to do is discern the spirits when we have a dream, when we have what seems to be a prophetic word from someone in a church, okay, or even prophecy in a church. We need to really discern here because I'm trying to hopefully give you some tools to pick things apart and to detect false prophecy, okay? This is a thing, okay? Never be surprised when you hear the truth in prophecy, okay? I'll repeat that. Never be surprised if you hear the truth in prophecy. Just because something has truth in it does not mean that you should listen to it and pursue it. Okay? That's not enough of a test to see if this is the Holy Spirit talking to you. Okay? This is the way that the enemy kingdom works. Okay? There's a war going on around us 24/7. We don't see it unless we look through the eyes of the Holy Spirit 24/7. These creatures are ancient and extremely old. I'm telling you, they are assigned to people. They follow people around their whole lives, okay? This is why people get really duped when it comes to things like necromancy, which is talking to the dead, okay? The Lord forbid it, okay? He says you do not talk to the dead because you're not talking to the dead, okay? A lot of times people get tricked because they'll have a supposed visitation from someone who passed away, and you know what I mean, or whatever. They talk to someone, and someone, you know, a supposed prophet comes and says, you know, I have a word for you from you know, your dead family member or loved one or whatever. Okay, and I'm telling you, the devil does not play fair. He preys upon weakness. He knows that person's sad and misses that person, and you know it's not fair. Okay, but he plays dirty. The devil plays dirty. Okay, but this is the thing. Then they'll hear it and they'll go, well, I don't understand. You know, nobody could have known that except for, you know, let's say I'm a widow and there's a private moment that me and my, you know, my deceased husband shared. And then this thing, you know, comes and starts talking to me like he's my husband and impersonating him or whatever, you know what I mean? And I say, well, I don't understand because nobody could have known that except for me and my deceased husband. Not true. I don't want to creep you out, but these things are around us 24/7. And the reality, the truth is that there's more than likely things that were assigned to each of us at birth to follow us around and to bring us into temptation. And some of these are, these spirits are extremely good at mimicking, like extremely good at mimicking. I mean, that's, you know, they even mimic the Holy Ghost. The Book of Corinthians says that they masquerade as an angel of light. So it's no problem for them to impersonate a human being. Okay, and when we share these moments in private, you know what I mean? In reality, I'm not trying to creep anybody out. You know, people, human beings can't see what goes on and you know, behind closed doors, you know, but spirits are there. They're always around, okay? They're following us 24/7, setting up snaps and chairs for us. So our angels from the Lord, okay? And the Holy Spirit, of course, is omnipresent, okay? Now, the enemy kingdom is not omnipresent. They are limited in their power. But what I'm trying to say is that to an ancient creature, okay, an ancient, you know, fallen angel or, you know, demon, whatever it is, to an ancient unclean spirit, it is no problem. This thing is like, who knows how old? I don't even know. Thousands years old. Who knows? Okay? It's no problem for him to follow around, you know, this woman's deceased husband, you know what I mean, while he was alive, to have followed him around for a couple of decades and learn his ways, you know, essentially kind of like stalk him and gain information. And then boom, when he passes away, come back and impersonate him to her, you know, and it'll be a great impersonation. Sound just like it. I actually saw this myself one time. I was at home alone and I was asleep during the middle of the day, and I heard something come into the room, and it sounded just like my husband. Sat on the bed, I heard, it sounded just like him, okay? I felt a presence, and I thought to myself, that's weird. My husband's not off in the middle of the day. This is weird for him to be home. And I was kind of like in a half-awake, half-asleep state, and I realized that it was an unclean spirit, and I rebuked it in the name of Jesus Christ. The thing departed instantly. But it sounded just like him, had his same presence and everything. So we can't be fooled by these things. We need to discern the spirits, okay? And the reason why I played that scripture from Acts is because that woman's telling the truth, right? The Apostle Paul and you know, all the apostles, they did, you know, they were spreading the gospel. They were showing the way to salvation, right? Okay, so that spirit wasn't lying with that. That's true, right? But the thing is that what was this the end game for this spirit? More than likely to turn the Apostle Paul, this is just, the scripture doesn't say, okay? But it says it was unclean spirit of divination, okay? And my guess, I'm just lowering it, this is my opinion, but my guess is that thing was probably had a mission to turn Paul into a false prophet, to get him lifted up in vanity, focused on himself. Because when you listen to that, it's a pretty flattering spirit, right? It's supposedly glorifying God, but not really. It's glorifying the apostles. And if you listen to that for several days on end, woo, right? The ego is going to start getting lifted up pretty easy. Oh, look at me. I'm pretty awesome, right? I'm a, you know, I got all these gifts from God, you know? And then boom, there you go. You know what I mean? Now there's a temptation to look upon oneself and be full of themselves and think about, you know, how wonderful they are and not how wonderful God is. So it's slick, okay? We have to understand the devil's real slick, okay? So he has no problem giving us some truth, okay, in order to complete a mission, okay, which is to kill, steal, and destroy. Never doubt that. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's his complete enemy kingdom from head, from beginning to end, from, you know, the top of it all the way down to the bottom of it, the whole thing, okay, the modus operandi for the entire enemy kingdom is to kill, steal, and destroy, okay? So let's talk now about dreams, okay, because I get this question a lot. And I didn't really understand, but by God's grace, he broke it down for me. Okay, just like we have to discern the spirits, there's a teaching I have that's called Who's Talking that talks about this, right? Discerning the spirits. Who's in our ear, okay? Who's talking to us? Spiritually, I'm talking about. You're getting, you know, you're feeling you're being led by something. Something's telling you something. Got to discern to make sure that's the Holy Ghost leading you, okay? Because the devil impersonates the Holy Ghost, okay? That's what Corinthians says, okay? Same thing with our dreams, okay? Not all dreams are of God. Some dreams can have a certain measure of truth to them and prophecy, okay? But it's just like when we're awake and we're walking around and we got to discern the spirits, got to do it while you're asleep, okay? And you also got to discern the spirits when you're in a church too, okay? All these voices, all of these things talking, okay, all these things moving around us, we need to make sure that it is the Holy Spirit, okay? So we don't get ensnared, because I come across this, unfortunately, more than I want to, but the enemy is more than happy to give you a prophetic dream, okay, with some truth to it, okay? It varies. There could be, you know, 1% truth to it or 99.9% truth to it, depending on how much he has to work to trick you, okay? But he will give you a prophetic dream or prophetic word, okay? But the problem is that where is this going, okay? That's one very easy way to discern the spirit. It's not by truth, because these things are signs and wonders, because the enemy will come with these things, okay? We have to expect that. Don't be surprised, okay? But the thing is what's the goal? What's the end game, okay? Look down the road, see where it ends up, okay? For example, this is a pretty basic one that I get quite often, is dreams. Let's say somebody's married and they're having dreams about infidelity, okay? Their spouses, they're afraid that they're having, you know, prophetic dreams that their husband is cheating on them, and they want to know if it's true, okay? Well, here's the thing, and I can tell you from my own personal testimony. My first marriage, there was infidelity, okay? There was actual adultery going on, okay? And the Lord did tell me about this. Okay, he's the one that revealed this to me, okay? But the way that the Lord did it was very different, okay? He basically took me to a place. We have to know and understand the nature and character of God. The Lord loves us, okay? And he knows us more than we know ourselves, okay? And he knows that something like adultery is going to break your heart, okay? He knows that that's going to hurt. So he's not going to just throw you into a scenario in a dream or something like that where you're having these graphic dreams or having these nightmares, which is essentially what they are, about, you know, your husband cheating. He's not going to do that. He doesn't operate that way, okay? What he's going to do, and I can tell you from personal testimony, is he's going to say, listen, okay, we got a road to walk here, okay? Don't be afraid. I'm here with you. I'll hold your hand. This is where we're going, okay? I'm going to show you something, and I need you to take my word for it, okay? I'm going to show you the tip of the iceberg, okay? This, I'm going to show you this much. You don't need to see everything, because it's going to hurt. Just take my word for it. This is what you see, okay? And I want you to know that, because I got plans for you. We're going somewhere. We're going to do something, okay? That's how the Holy Spirit moves. He lets us know what we need to know, but he's not going to torture us and torment us, okay? I pray I'm explaining this well, because the enemy will do that. He'll send us something that tortures us, and there's no evidence of it, okay? It's not tangible, okay? So we have to discern that, because ultimately the goal is what? To destroy your home, to bring you into a place of, you know, problems, okay? And it's really tricky, because sometimes it is true, okay? But the thing is that you want to seek the Holy Spirit and let him tell you to see if it's true or not. Don't listen to these things, okay, when they're talking to you and giving you information, okay? Because you will never get the whole truth from them. You're going to get just enough truth to pull you into a trap, okay? I pray I'm explaining this well. You can never trust them. Never. I don't care if there's some truth to it, okay? Because they can give you a little bit of truth and then lie to you the rest of the way and then make the situation look totally different than it actually is. You just cannot trust them under any given circumstances, okay? Another example of this with dreams is people seeing things, believing that they're being revealed, you know, a person's inner character, okay? I've run across this quite a bit. Where it's like, well, you know, a person will have a dream about a person that they're around. Let's say possibly this person is filled with an unclean spirit, okay? And they see in this dream, okay, or maybe even when they're awake, you know, and it's prophetic, some sort of unclean spirit. But the unclean spirit is revealed in such a way that this person is sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? This person is revealed as like dirty, okay, or revealed in such a way that, you know, the person who believes they're receiving this prophetic dream or vision or whatever is now pushed away, okay. The Holy Spirit is never going to, listen, God is love, okay, and I don't care how many unclean spirits a person has or what they've got going on in their life, the Lord wants to see them saved, okay. So he's not going to reveal something to us in a way that's going to cause us to look down upon a person, be afraid of a person, have any sort of hatred or disgust towards a person, okay? Because an unclean spirit is more than happy to manifest itself to a Christian, okay, and reveal itself to a Christian, okay, if that'll get that Christian away from the person, okay? I pray I'm explaining this well, okay? What's the end game? The end game is for this Christian to now, in some way, shape, or form, push that person that is in bondage to an unclean spirit away. This person is a prisoner. This person is suffering. They need freedom, okay? They need deliverance, okay? They need prayer, okay? And I'm not saying that the Lord won't reveal something to you in a way to let you know to stay away from it, but it's different. He's going to do it with a heart of love. He's going to say, look, this is what's going on with this person. Okay, I'm going to show it to you. So you can pray for them, okay? You need to back off a little bit. This is going to be somebody else's battle, okay? But it's still going to be, you know, the Spirit's going to still reveal these things with a heart of love, okay, and mercy. And with a desire to see this person free, okay? Not with pride looking down upon this victim of, you know, of bondage, okay? So I'm not saying that the Lord won't lead you away from someone if they are, let's say, filled with the unclean spirit or in something that's bad, whatever it is. He will do that from time to time. But when he does it, it's going to be full of love, okay, for that person. And you're going to feel bad for that person. I can tell you this much. If the Holy Spirit is revealing a spiritual state of a human being that has got an unclean spirit or is burdened with some sort of, sin or something like that, you're going to be heartbroken for that person when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to it, because you're going to see their bondage, their slavery, their torment, okay? You're not going to have a heart of like, oh, they're, you know, because I see this, and I'm like, that is not the Holy Spirit. Oh, they're dirty, they're bad, get away from them. It's like, no, that's not how the Holy Spirit operates. There's no love in that, okay? That's a religious pride spirit, and they're tag-teaming you, okay? You got the unclean spirit revealing itself to you, and then the other spirit of religious pride hopping on you saying, oh, they're dirty, get away from them. It's pharisaical, okay? It's not the Holy Spirit, okay? The Holy Spirit is love. And a good example, this is just the ministry of Jesus Christ, right? The woman with the alabaster box, sinner, kissing all over him, okay? What does a Pharisee say, right? If he had known what kind of woman this was, he wouldn't even let her touch him, okay? Right? That's the Pharisee's response, is get away from me, you're dirty, you're bad, ugh, right? Because he thinks he's good, not knowing that he's, according to scripture, more condemned than anybody else. So that's the difference, okay? That's our focus. Where is this going? Who's talking to me? Where is this revelation coming from? If you're getting a prophetic word from someone, okay? Another example, be very, very, very careful here. I think this is the best example I can give. When I was in grade school, there was a girl, okay, who, I don't know what was going on with her. God love her, you know what I mean? But she always wanted to come and tell me how people were talking about her. Talking about me, I'm sorry, not her. I'd be there, and then she'd come one day, oh, so-and-so's talking about you, so-and-so's talking about you. I don't know what it was. The grace of God told me never to listen to her, okay? Sometimes it was true. There were girls talking about me. Sometimes it wasn't true. She was just making stuff up. But I just knew I couldn't listen to her. And why? Because she was just basically trying to start a fight, right? A cat fight. She wanted to see some drama. She wanted to see some two girls get into it. And she figured the best way to do that was to come and tell me what people were saying about me, okay? Sometimes it was true. There were girls talking about me. Sometimes it wasn't true. She was making stuff up to try and get me, to tempt me into, you know, fighting, okay? It's the same thing with fallen angels and demons and things like that, okay? They have no problem creating a situation, okay? We have to remember, these things are around us 24/7. They have no problem creating a situation, you know, over here, okay? And then sending a soldier from the enemy kingdom to come and tell us about it, okay, to get us in the flesh so that we'll go and get caught up in that, okay? And then it'll trick a lot of people because they'll be like, well, it was true. I found out it was, well, of course it's true. They're the ones that caused it. Of course they know all about it, okay? So we can't just listen to everything that comes into our ears, especially in churches these days. I'm not trying to, the Lord still prophesies, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit is, you know, it says the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So prophecy still happens, but we need to make sure where it's coming from, because there is a problem in our churches with lying spirits, okay? Spirits of divination, just all kinds of stuff is going on. So we can't get fooled just because something has truth to it, okay? Always remember this. The devil's more than happy to give you what you want, okay, in order to ensnare you, okay? It's like bait, okay? Like, I'm not going to go fishing, you know, without a worm on the hook, right? Okay, I'm going to catch fish. The bigger the fish, the bigger the bait, okay? So we have to be aware that there's no problem for him to tell us a measure of truth to get us ensnared, but we got to be able to see through that, expect it, okay, and see the end game. Where is this going? What is this trying to get me to do? What is this, because it's like a push. What direction is this thing pushing me in? If it's not for, you know, the kingdom of God and, you know, someone's salvation, these sort of things, okay, love, mercy, you know what I mean, setting captives free, all these sort of things, then it's a trick, okay? You got to stay away from it. Now, this is really important, too, because if you have, we've got to really be careful, because to search our heart, the book of Proverbs says to guard your heart, because out of it are the issues of life, okay? Whatever we love, okay, affects what's granted access into us. Okay, it's like open doors almost. Okay, it's the issues of life, so it'll grant life to something, and we want, you know, that to be only for the kingdom of God. Okay, we want to be faithful in our hearts, guard it, because right now, and this is why I always, this is to the United States. Okay, American culture, we are just completely, not all of us, but there's this brainwashing of celebrities and idolatry, left and right, okay? And what is happening is that in the church, these people are desiring to be famous, okay? Whether they know it or not, they haven't searched their hearts and repented of vanity, okay? And self-exaltation, okay? Looking to be glorified rather than having God glorified. And what this does is this grants access to unclean spirits, okay? Lying spirits, spirits of divination, things like that, okay? There are things that are around us 24/7, and they're itching to get into a person, okay, if they are granted access. So they're more than happy to give somebody, okay, a dream that is true, okay, if that person has the desire to be famous or vanity in their heart, or to glorify anyone other than God, okay, to be glorified themselves. Because then what happens is they'll give this person from time to time dreams that are true, okay? But the heart of it and the motive of it is false, because what they'll do is tell people, go about, say things, right? So that they can be glorified, okay? So that now, whoa, you're a prophet, you know what I mean? Oh, it's my goodness, look at this person. Everybody claps, wow, look at this, right? Well, what's happening there is there is truth going on there. And this is why, and if you think that there's any of this in your heart, you got to repent. Got to repent right now, okay? Because it's dangerous, this stuff, because these things are very deceptive. If there's the desire to be glorified ourselves, then these things will give us as much truth as they need to give us to grant for a door to be open and for them to slip into a human being. And then once they're in there, okay, now that's, you know, you've got a person filled with a unclean spirit of divination or lying spirit or whatever and things like that. People are listening to this person, okay, because they think, oh, well, they got some truth. They're in the church, this and that. But then what ends up happening is this is not, you know, this is not about God's glory. It's about this person's glory, or it's in their heart. But you can see it if you're looking for it, because the prophecy that's given is never prophecy that is for the kingdom of God. There's truth to it. Once again, we can't get duped by truth, but there's hidden agendas in there, religious pride or fear or you can't trust those things, okay? Because they'll give you truth to send you off on some wacky path that is not of God, okay? And so they'll tell you stuff, and we'll unfortunately use this person, or if you think maybe these things could be in you, not a problem, just start repenting right now of your vanity and desire to be, you know, famous and glorified and glorify the Lord. And these things will have to start to you know what I mean? That repentance is a sin grants access. Repentance closes them. Okay. Closes doors. So start repenting of this stuff, because I see this where people will feel like they've gotten a word. They feel like they're getting something, but the heart of it is off. The heart of it is a heart of, you know, pride. They're looking down upon people. The heart of it is self-glorification. Oh, look at me, I have prophecy. The heart of it is, it's just anything that's false, okay? And if there's a false motive in there, then what happens is you can actually draw these spirits in, okay? You can grant them access. This stuff is really, really, really dangerous. We got to search our hearts when it comes to prophecy and make sure that it's God's kingdom that's being advanced, and it's the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father that's being exalted and not ourselves, okay? Because then these things can have permission to start entering us, and then next thing you know, we can be along with, you know, the rest of the lying spirits and, you know, unclean spirits of divination, things like that. You want to stay away from that. So, okay. So we just really want to practice discernment. Remember that, okay, just like the body of Christ, has many members, but they're one body, says the book of Corinthians, right? You've got ministers and you've got, you know, teachers, and then you've got administration. And so you got different gifts. Okay. All of us have different gifts in order to perform a task, right? Okay, just like in an army, you've got people that are medics, and then you've got people that are mechanics. You've got people that are sharpshooters, okay? They're all part of the same army, but yet they have different jobs. It's the same way with the kingdom of darkness, okay? They all have certain skills, okay, to accomplish certain jobs, okay? So, for example, it says in the book of 1 John that he who denieth the Christ is a spirit of Antichrist, okay? The specific spirit of Antichrist is one particular spirit, okay? But we have to remember, there are lots of spirits. I don't even know how many, right? So there can be an unclean spirit that'll tell you all day long Jesus is the Christ, right? We look at, the Gospels. These things were proclaiming that Jesus was the Son of God left and right, right? That's because they weren't the spirit of Antichrist. Two different spirits. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the goal of Antichrist is to get people to worship the Antichrist, okay? Whereas the spirits that were, proclaiming that Jesus was, you know, the Son of God, their jobs were different. The one with the man in, you know, Legion, I mean, their job was to torture that guy, okay? So they all have different jobs, okay? So we can't be confused, okay, about this stuff, okay? They're all different. They have different skills, okay, and all of them are meant to get us to do different things. The spirit of, you know, lust, for example, that's its goal, is to bring a person to lust. Spirit of gluttony, to eat. Spirit of, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing, okay? Spirit of divination, it'll give you false stuff. It'll give you, you know, truth, I mean, all the time. That's why we see these things, you know, palm readers and stuff like that, and they got some truth to them because it's the spirit of divination. That's their skill that they use to bring people, you know, into sin, okay? So that's the ultimate goal, is to kill, steal, and destroy, but they have different skills to do different things, so we can't be duped. We really got to discern the spirits and not be tricked just because we hear a word, you know what I mean? Expect it. Just expect it. Don't be surprised. You have to remember, these things are doing these things. It's not difficult for someone to, you know, come and tell, you know, for an unclean spirit to come and tell you through the mouth of a, you know, deceived Christian who thinks they're filled with, you know, forgive me to say, they think that they're filled with, you know, that they're a prophet, but they're actually, unfortunately, filled with the unclean spirit. And I don't know who these people are, okay? You have to, I'm not pointing any fingers. You got to discern individually. It's not a problem for them to come and tell you Because really what's speaking through their mouth in this particular case is an unclean spirit. And this unclean spirit, it's co-soldier is the one that caused the problem. And so that unclean spirit will tell you about it. But it's a setup. It's a trap from the very beginning, okay? It's to lead you into some other form of sin or snare or whatever it is. So we got to really be guarded and discern the spirits, okay? Because another good example of this is Moses, right? He did miracles. And then the magicians did miracles as well, okay? So it's, scripture will reveal these things to us, but that's just, the enemy has power also, okay? So we can't be surprised when we see something. As a matter of fact, not only can we not be surprised, we need to expect to see signs and wonders at this point in the world. Expect it, because the false prophet who will deceive the whole world, scripture says, and cause them to receive the mark of the beast, will have great signs and wonders, okay? So we need to know this stuff exists and not be surprised by it and still test it by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is faithful. He will reveal all these things to us, but we got to make sure that we're not going on our own minds and leaning upon Him for understanding, okay? So I pray that is helpful. Okay, Lord. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we ask through your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us as we set out to do your will. Help us to discern the spirits. Give us wisdom. Anybody who's listening to this right now, grant them wisdom. Grant us wisdom, spiritual knowledge and understanding so that we can be guarded and sober and knowing what's going on, that we can see through the eyes of the Holy Spirit to detect all of these tricks and, deceptions, Lord, and get our minds set and ready for the time that, that you warned us about. Help us to be watchful and to be in your word. And so I just pray for anybody who's listening to this, that this blesses them and helps them. Pray for myself, Lord, that as I set out to do your will, that I'm obedient and that I follow the Holy Spirit with absolute obedience, doing your will and your will alone. And for those who are listening, that they do your will and your will alone, that they hear and obey their instructions from you, because you are our God. And we ask these things all through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Pray for anybody who is listening to this and is not saved, that they will just open their eyes and see the truth, see their need for a Savior, and just be drawn to your beauty and to the sacrifice that you made in your unconditional love, and will repent and become born again by the sacrifice that you made on Calvary. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 57. To the chief musician, Altasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.